is our returning champion, Jan Ropes from Vista, California. Stand by to see Jan play for a player piano valued at $8,137. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Nice to have you with us. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century, and let's welcome back our champion. She keeps winning close ones, but she keeps winning. Jan Ropes. Hi, Jan.
Hello, Jim.
Actually, a $15 win for you in the last show. That's a big win, right, after a couple
really
of tiebreakers. Jan, you have $335 in your bank now, so you need just another $5. All you have to do is win, of course, and you would have the player piano worth over $8,000. A good win, $110, very possible. You could have a fur coat worth $12,500.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. I felt it.
Oh, yes? Oh, all right. A couple of things. You might have a choice of prizes. It might be interesting. Good luck today.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. You were feeling that fur coat, too, I noticed.
It was the softest fur coat I think I've ever felt.
Might be something Jan would like. Who did you bring us?
Me, too. This man does good deeds for the Boy Scouts from Sherman Oaks, California. Give a big hand to Dory Catlin.
Hello there, Dory.
And this lady almost had more than she could handle. From Telephone, Pennsylvania, give a warm welcome to Susan Rybertek.
Hi there, Susan. See you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Susan, you almost had more than you could handle.
Yes, Jim. When I was living in England, I have a friend who has a very old house. And when I visited him, I slept in the same bed that Handel slept in when he was writing The Messiah.
Oh.
Alone.
That's more than you could handle.
But I was alone.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Not that bad.
Nice to have you here, Dory. You do good deeds for the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, Jim, my good deed is raising money for Scouts so they can do their good deeds.
Well, that sounds like good work. Nice to have you here as well, sir. $20 starts all three players off, and the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. Susan and Dory, don't have to tell you, Jan's a tough champion. Let's get started with this. What was the famous nickname of American composer Edward Kennedy Ellington? Susan.
Duke.
Did you sleep in his bedroom? Oh, yes, Duke it is. $5 for the correct answer. Susan goes to 25. In what month are presidents now inaugurated? Dory?
January.
January it is. $5 for Dory, and he goes to 25. What kind of doctor has the initials DVM after? Dory?
Veterinary medicine.
That's right. Doctor of veterinary medicine it is, and Dory into the lead now by 5. When Allied forces invaded Normandy on D-Day, what nation's beaches did they storm, Jan?
France.
France it is. Champion is heard from, and she gets her first 5, and you go to 25. Next question. What vegetable juice is the basis of a Bloody Mary? Jan?
Tomato.
Tomato it is, and Jan ties Dory for first place. Yes, indeed. And a good time to be in a tie, because it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead gets the option to buy bargain merchandise, but with a tie, Dory and Jan, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century price for one of you, oh, look at this.
Dory or Jan, we've got you covered with this instant bargain. Beautiful bed accessories, a lovely cross tulip quilt with 2 patchwork pillows from the gazebo. And it's normally priced at $575. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Beautiful stuff. It's a formal occasion. He's wearing his teeth. $575. Lovely things for $5. Dory's not hitting the buzzer. Jan isn't. For give you $100 in cash. $675 bargain. Give you $200 in cash. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Woo! $775 bargain for the value of one question they didn't want to buy. In the sitcom, what city does radio station WK, Jan?
Cincinnati.
WKRP in Cincinnati it is, and Jan in the lead, yes. Name the South American country that was named for the equator. Dory.
Ecuador.
Ecuador, yes indeed. The equator runs through, as a matter of fact, it's Ecuador, Brazil, and Colombia. And again, we've got a tie. Susan, just $10 behind. An immortal short story by New Yorker magazine cartoonist James Thurber was titled The Secret Life of... Jan?
Walter Mitty.
Yes, indeed, as Jan beats Dory to the buzzer, who's back in the lead. Time now for the Fame Game. The players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board with a lot of information about a famous thing, a thing. I am a best-selling novel published in 1974 and made into a movie with two sequels. In the original version, the setting is a peaceful summer resort on the East Coast with children, Susan.
Jaws.
Jaws it is. Boom, 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 boom. Susan, you've got a pick of the board. Nine numbers, you'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Well, I love number seven.
And behind number seven, we have carpet. Joy Games Carpet and exciting multicolors. It's a family fun center with all the equipment to play checkers, chess, tic-tac-toe, and other games. Joy Games, furnished by Joy Carpet.
Well, it's very unusual. It's worth almost $500. Enjoy that. That's yours to keep. No matter how you finish in the game. Didn't find the money cards, they stay up there. We'll add other money cards later. Right now, we're going to take time out for this. Champion Jan Ropes already has enough money for that player piano worth over $8,000, but she must win. And right now, again, she's in a close match. Jan's at 40, Dory at 35, Susan at 25. Back with this. In this appropriately named cake, pineapple rings are baked on the bottom. Jan?
Upside down cake.
But they are on top when it's served. Upside down cake is what it is. Jan goes to 45. The song from the show Roberta, which begins, "They asked me how I knew." Susan.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
That's exactly what it is. And Susan goes at 30 with a very pretty song. Yes. In Mexico, on which of our holidays might someone wish you Feliz Año, Dory?
Birthday.
No, Feliz Año Nuevo, I was going to say. Quick buzzer cost you. Happy New Year it is. You were close. Birthday. If you're born on New Year's, you lose five on that, Dory. Sorry about that. And Jan, you've got a $15 lead. American Buzz Aldrin was the second man in the world, Jan?
To walk on the moon?
Or to go to the moon. The moon is what we wanted. You're right. You've got a $20 lead. Yeah. Well, Jan, you picked up a lot of good things along the way when you've gotten a good lead. Oh, my, Jan, you got a $20 lead. Look at this.
Jan, here's a sunny gift for all you Cher impersonators. Hal Roach Studios Singing Machine, your personal orchestra with 400 pre-recorded orchestral tapes. Add your own voice and you could sound like a real pro. Furnished by Hal Roach Studios. This singing machine is normally priced at $846. Today on sale of the century, it yours for only $9. Woo!
That's the best Charles Laughton invitation I've ever seen. That was real. Jan, 800. Now, you've got a couple of kids.
Yes.
I must tell you, we've had this on before. This thing is a lot of fun. You can play all different songs. You can sing with it. They've got the background music. Your kids would have a ball.
Does the outfit come with it?
The outfit come with it? Are you kidding? On the last show, you didn't buy that ugly fish and you wanted this outfit? $846. I'll tell you what I'll do, Jan. You've got a $20 lead. Cost you $9. I'm feeling generous. I'm feeling generous to the tune of a lot of things come with it. But in case there's something else you want to add, I'll give you a big $400 in cash. $1,246 bargain for $9. And you would still have a better than two question lead, an $11 lead. Going once, going twice. He's going to buy. Enjoy that. Not only my money, but you knew it? Oh, that signal means a sales surprise goes with it. Thank you very much, Charles. You get in addition to that $400, another $500 in cash. Wow, great bargain. Thank you, Doug. Well, $900 in cash, $846 singing machine. The family will have a lot of fun with that. Cost you just $9. We knock it off your score, and you do indeed have an $11 lead. We know who's buried there, but in what city is Grant's, Susan?
New York.
That's where Grant's tomb is, in New York City. And Susan now in second place at 35. It helps Americans channel their evening's entertainment, has the highest circulation of any American magazine. Dory?
TV Guide.
TV Guide is exactly what it is. Dory ties Susan for second place. What is the official nickname of the state of Texas? Dory?
Lone Star State.
That's right, because only Sandy Duncan lives there. Just one. That's right, Lone Star State it is. And Dory gets another five pulses within $1 of Jan. What historical world leader was known as the Little Corporal? Dory?
Napoleon.
Napoleon it is, just beating everyone on the buzzer. Dory now in the lead by four. When he said break a leg to other actors, they cringed because he was the star of Fists of Fury and Enter the Dragon. Dory?
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee it is. Dory with a couple in a row hits the $50 mark. Yes. Talking about Bruce Lee and all that karate and everything he did, this is true. Recently, a woman named Teresa Clark in Akron, Ohio, wanted to demolish her garage. And in order to save money, she hired the students from a nearby karate school. In 2 hours, they had kicked and punched her garage into a pile of kindling. Very enterprising. We'll be right back. Well, in our last segment, Dory vaulted into the lead. He's at 50, Jan very close at 41, and Susan certainly not out of it at 35. A 5, 10, and now a $15 money card up on the board. Second crack of the fame game and a famous animal. I am an intelligent animal and get my name from the fact I was developed by a group of monks in the Swiss Alps. I weigh between 165, Dory.
Saint Bernard.
You took a chance. It paid off. It is indeed a Saint Bernard. Nicely done. Now, pick up the board for you, Dory.
3.
And behind number 3, we have a recliner. Lazy Boy's Recliner Rocker Chair. You may enjoy quality and comfort as you rock, recline, or relax. Furnished by Lazy Boy.
Very nice. $449 chair. Yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Didn't find the money cards. They'll stay up there. And we'll have another crack of the fame game with all of the money cards, including one worth $25. Right now for all three of you, this. Name the great frontiersman who blazed the wilderness trail over the Cumberland Gap into Jen.
Daniel Boone.
Into Kentucky, Daniel Boone it is. Nice job on that. And Jen has another $5. $4 away from Dory in the lead. What is meant by that timely abbreviation, A.D.? Jen?
Anno Domini.
Yes, indeed. In the year of our Lord. And Jen goes back into the lead now by $1. Conceptually, it's the temperature where there is no heat or molecular motion. Scientists call it absolute... Dory.
Zero.
That's right. Absolute zero it is. And Dory goes back into the lead. And Dory, an instant bargain. You've got the opportunity to buy. You're a married man, yes?
Yes.
Oh, boy, your wife would love you to bring this home.
Dory, here are 2 sterling gifts. First, Oneida Silversmith's Heirloom Stainless in the new classic shell pattern. A 40-piece service for 8, plus an 8-piece serving set in the Royal Treasure Chest, furnished by Oneida Silversmith. Plus, we're throwing in $500 in cash for silver polish. It's normally priced at $1,107. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only
$14. $14. Your wife would love, not only would she love the maid, she would even like the silver. $1,107. Now that's cash and silver. We're dropping money all over the place. I'll tell you what I'll do. You would be trailing by less than the value of one question if I lopped that price in half. $7. You'd be trailing by $3. You'd have an $1,107 bargain for $7. Going once, going twice, he's going to buy. Enjoy the silver, enjoy the cash, and as we knock $7 off your score, you are just trailing by $3. Boy, anyone can win this one. It's a good one going right down to the wire after this. Enjoy that, Derek. Love it. Our champion vaulted back into the lead in that last segment, but as it seems to be the policy with Jan, it's a very slender lead. Jan's at 51, Dory at 48, Susan at 35. Name the character in Greek mythology whose mother dipped him into the river Styx, Jan.
Achilles.
And held on to the right heel. It is indeed Achilles. You're right. Jan goes to 56. It's 4.5 billion years old, travels at 66,000 miles an hour, takes 1 year to go around the sun. Susan?
Earth.
Earth is what it is, yes. And Susan hits the $40 mark. What great opera can you hear the Toreador song? Jan.
Carmen.
Carmen is right, and Jan over the $60 mark. All the money cards are on the board now, including a big one worth $25, third and final crack of the fame game, and a famous person. I am a leading poet, novelist, and short story writer, born in India in 1865. India became the setting for many of my stories. Jan?
Rudyard Kipling.
That's right, Rudyard Kipling it is. Very important for the champion. She's got control of the board. Now, what's she going to find up there?
Number 5.
And behind number 5, we have $25.
Oh, boy. Where were the other 2 big ones?
Number 6 and number 4.
But Jan finds the big $25 money card added to her score. It is going to be catch Jan time as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Jan has gone to $86. Dory at 48, Susan at 40. But if you get on a roll, there are a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. In mythology, what unusual feature was found on the forehead of a cyclops? Jan.
An eye.
Right. Name the musical instrument that Jack Benny played. Jan.
The trumpet.
Wrong. What German word describes cabbage fermented in its own juice? Susan.
Sauerkraut.
Right. You are competing in which sport if you're vying for the Davis Cup? Jan.
Tennis.
Right. What kind of race was won by Charlton Heston in the film Ben-Hur? Jan.
Chariot race.
Right. On an army base, which bugle call signals lights out? Dory.
Taps.
Right. In what European capital would you find a policeman called a bobby? Susan.
London.
Right. In literature, name the boat taken away from Captain Bligh. Dory. Time. In area, which New England state is the smallest of the 50 states? Susan.
Rhode Island.
Right. In what great war did we fight the Battle of the Coral Sea? Dory.
World War II.
Right. What holy city is entirely surrounded by the city of Rome? Susan.
Vatican.
Right. Name the country where the highest point is called Mount Fuji. Dory.
Japan.
Right. Name the art. Time is up, and Jan has won it. She did it again. $25 money card help, but I think she still had enough to win it. Back with Jan in a moment. The boat taken away from Captain Bligh was the Bounty. The Mutiny on the Bounty. And Jack Benny, he did a movie called The Horn Blows at Midnight, but it was the violin that Jack Benny played. Got to say goodbye to Susan and Dory, and I'm delighted neither of you going home empty-handed. Susan, you've got the carpet with the cash in front of you. You're well over $500 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Dory, you've got that reclining chair. You've got the flatware. Made a great buy. $558 in cash. Dory, you are well over $1,600 in cash and prizes. So a good day. Thank you. But Jan Ropes, she's going shopping again. Come on, Jan. Well, the $25 made a little easier for you this
sure,
time.
Yeah. I got it.
Well, you're adding that. Yes, it looked like you were really pressed there again, but you managed to do it. You are very bright. You're up to $431 now in that bank account. That is a sizable bank account, and very easily you can afford to buy this.
Keep the music rolling with this Royale Player Piano, featuring handsomely styled casework and a first-class player mechanism, accented with handcrafted decorative glass, furnished by Universal Player Piano Company. And this player piano, normally priced at $8,137, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Just $340. Very unusual. Very nice. Yeah. Now, and do you play piano?
Yes, I sure do.
Oh, that's terrific. So you can use it without all the paperwork there, right?
Right.
Well, it's a great piano and a player piano to boot, and you can easily afford to buy it. However, Jan, if you decided you didn't want to buy it and put your $431 in the bank, you would need another win, and you are just $14 away from a jacket that you have been eyeing. Jay will tell you about it.
Here's a real showstopper, this luxurious fur, a jacket of regal elegance featuring a beautiful wing collar and a blouson styling that will dress up most any occasion. From Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. This beautiful fur, normally priced at $12,500, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Just $445 would get you that fur coat. You have $431. You are $99 away from not one, but two sports cars. Jay?
Drive one of the greats, his and her Pontiac Fieros. A sports car, personal car, practical car. Some standard features are fully independent suspension and four-wheel disc brakes, furnished by Pontiac. And these cars normally priced at $23,767. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
Nice things to shoot for, I must say. And $640 would get you all the prizes we've got on the stage. That's over $59,000 worth. $750 is the magic number, and you're more than halfway there, which would give you all of the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $50,000,
it's up to $80,000 now. That's a total of $139,073 in cash and prizes that could be yours. Yes. Jan, but right now, $431, a big total. It is enough for you to buy that player piano and leave us with everything else you've picked up along the way, or put your money in the bank. The fur coat is the next thing up the line, and the cars after that. We'll get your decision in a moment. A fine champion has accumulated $431 in her bank account now. You have enough money, say yes, and you will buy that player piano. $340 is what it would cost, and you would leave us. Or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again, and that's the kicker always. You must win. You're just $14 away from that beautiful fur coat that Karen doesn't want to give up, I don't think. Jan, what's it going to be?
I'm going to try again.
All right, she's going to come back. We'll put the money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000. $81,000 in the cash jackpot and two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bring your coat up. There you go.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.